Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, third and final hour here on Friday morning, and Monkey Talk took over the end of the last hour. We'll continue on with that or whatever else is on your mind at 508-996-0500 here on National Goof Off Day. So why not talk about some things that are a little bit more lighthearted? But let's get back to the phones again, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot of people in New Bedford that are going to remember this. It's not just me. There were two brothers in New Bedford, and they were Greek twin brothers, Peter and Paul Saber. They both had bookstores, Magazine World. One was on Acushnet Avenue, that little street that's behind Sawyer and Beetle. There's a little street there on the corner where the Salvation Army used to be. That was one of the bookstores. And the other one was on Purcher Street, right practically across from Jimago's Market. Now, monkeys, they had all kinds of animals in their bookstore. They sold cigars, cigarettes. And my family knew them well. And he had a monkey in the store in cages. His animals were all in cages. He had monkeys. He had squirrels. He had an eagle in the store.
Wow.
Now, anytime you went in there, it stunk and it smelled gross. And so after a while, I guess somebody might have complained, and the Board of Health and the cops went and all, and the monkey had to go. But he must have paid somebody off. They were well-to-do, those guys. And after a while, that monkey was back. But they had good hearts. If you were a good customer and you're going in there, and if you needed your cigarettes or your cigars, it was a cigar. So my dad went there a lot. He was good friends with them. He would give you the cigarettes and cigars, and you could owe him the money. And he would sell watches. I hope somebody calls in and mentions the Saber brothers. I mean, and the one of them that was on with the Salvation Army used to be on the avenue. He lived right across the street, and his girlfriend lived over there on top of one of the package stores. And they had a little young baby girl together, and there was a big fire there. And that child died in the fire because she left the apartment to come across the street to the bookstore to bring him some dinner. And a fire started. We don't know if it was she left the store. We don't know, but there was a fire. And when they realized the smoke, she went back, and it was awful. They lost their baby daughter. But they were twin brothers, Peter and Paul Saber. I hope somebody calls in because he had monkeys galore.
Wow.
He was a big animal lover, yeah.
And what was the name of the store again?
Did you know about that? It was called one was the Magazine World. Matter of fact, I don't know what year it was, but either BSM... the best guide, one of them had a story about the Magazine World. And the two brothers, one on Purchase Street and the other twin brother on the avenue. And they were bookstores and cigar sellers and cigarettes, and they also booked numbers. They were bookies. Oh, yeah, you looked at, they had monkeys in there. I'm telling you right now. That's it. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day, too. So
you
I guess
too. Bye-bye.
I guess it was a bookstore in more ways than one. But I wonder if they had the monkeys making the odds. Maybe... I don't know. We know about the chicken that can count, right? The chicken that can do math. Maybe the monkeys were making the odds. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I like the monkeys. I like what you like, too. I always like trains, and I always like monkeys, chimpanzees especially. Yeah, from little.
Did you ever want to have one?
Oh, yeah. I was crying and dying for one. I used to beg my mother and father for a chimp all the time. We used to go out to Lincoln Park. My father would take us out there and see the show. I don't know if you remember that, but they used to have shows at Lincoln Park on Sundays, and the chimps would come and do all kind of tricks, and oh, I loved it.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately, I only got to go to Lincoln Park like once or twice before it was closed down, so I didn't really get to experience a lot of it.
Oh, we went every week. And then the roller skate, and my cousin used to go there. We used to go there, too, all the time. So anyway, I never got the chimp, but I had a big stuffed chimp. And his arms were like that, you know, like bent, and you could carry him. And about the other monkeys that she's talking about, Mary, I remember the one across from Jamavo's. He used to have a spider monkey on his back all the time. When you went in there, it was on his back, loose.
Well, see, now I would like to have, you know, the kind of monkey that could be trained like that, that doesn't have to stay in a cage, you know, that could kind of hang around me and, you know, go grab things for me. And I think that would be like a helpful but also a lovable pet. But I wouldn't want one like the ones from the comic book that would, you know, bite you and then poop everywhere.
Yeah, but listen, I heard that the one across from Jamavo's, the two brothers, I don't know which one that was, but I don't remember the one on the avenue as much. I remember more the one at Jamavo's because we bought our meat from there too. But anyhow, I heard that spider monkey turned on him and bit him and everything, and I think he had to get rid of him.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's how a lot of these monkey cases go. You know, people have them, and eventually they do something wrong, and then once that happens, you know, the monkey's kind of behaviorally gone. You can't correct that behavior once they've done something they shouldn't have done.
But listen, I got a picture of my son. It's beautiful. He's got a monkey on his shoulder. He's in Mexico.
Oh.
I love that picture, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a good one. Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for the monkey memories.
I don't want a monkey this time, though.
Somebody's going to show up at your house. Somebody's going to show up at your house with a chimp and be like, here you go. You asked for it. You got it.
No, they smell. They smell. I don't want a monkey now. When I was young, I had an infatuation. How about Curious George? I loved it.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough of that when I was little.
I had a Curious George stuffed animal that I had my whole childhood. And when my brother was born, I gave it to him and he had it his whole childhood. And now he passed it on to his children. So, I mean, it's beat up. It's all beat to hell, but it's still around. You can't recognize it anymore, and it's probably missing an eye, but it's still there.
All right. You have a nice weekend.
You as well.
Bye, Tim.
And 508-996-0500, we're talking some monkey memories. So apparently there were more monkeys around here than I thought that there were. Because we've got people that are commenting on our Facebook page about this and saying, yeah, there were people that had these monkeys. So I guess, you know, some of you out there might have actually had them as pets. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sefuels.
Hey, Gilly. How you doing?
You doing? Mary just called in about Peter and Paul.
Yep.
Sabres. They weren't Greek. But anyways, let me tell you what really happened. Like, she already put it out on the street that they used to take numbers and everything. Well, he was on the phone, and the monkey was on the desk, on the counter, all right? And he was giving him a hard time. And Mr. Sabre, I won't mention which one of them was. The monkey annoyed him. So what he did, he whacked the monkey with the phone and knocked the monkey out, all right? The monkey came to and attacked him and started biting him. That's what happened with that monkey.
Oh, man.
and they came from somebody that seen it. So, Mary, you were right about the monkeys.
And you saw that, you said? Or you heard it from somebody that saw it?
Oh, no, no. I was there.
Jeez.
He was taking action on a phone, and a lot of people were there, you know, to put the stuff in. And The monkey was giving him a hard time. He whacked the monkey. It was a small monkey. He whacked the monkey with the phone and knocked the monkey out. Well, the monkey continued to do his business, Mr. Saber, and the monkey came to and attacked him and bit him and everything. So that's the way it happened, Mary. All right. Have a good time.
Thank you, Gilly. Have a good weekend. Oh, man. It sounds like it might be better that... that monkeys are illegal now as pets in Massachusetts. I had said that we were getting some responses on the Facebook page about them. And John says a guy in Westport had a chimp called named Rumpelstiltskin. They used to dress him in overalls. He had his own swing set outside. Joanne says, yep, she knew people that had monkeys. Barbara says, yes, a man in New Bedford years ago. Let's see here. Let me just read a couple other ones. In Fall River, there was a pet shop where they had one. It's not there anymore, though. And Michael says that Maple Park in Wareham, the campground, had Zulu the monkey back in the 80s. So there, monkeys were around, but, speaking of monkeys, if your little monkeys are going to be home from school during school vacation week and they need to have some food, right? You don't want kids to go hungry during school vacation week. By the way, monkey was my wife's nickname for my son when he was little. So, but anyway, you want those kids to be able to have the same snacks and lunches and everything that they would have when they were in school. And that's why we are taking part in the Hunger Heroes food drop tomorrow with the United Way of Greater New Bedford. And joining us on the line right now, we have Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford to tell us more about it. Good morning, Victoria. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're having monkey talk here today, which is...
I hear that.
Yeah, just a weird road to go down. But, of course, you know, tomorrow is a very important day because it's a day when we're going to be collecting food that will directly benefit local kids in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's so many kids in our area in New Bedford, Wareham, Dartmouth, Fairhaven that, you know, they really rely on the schools for their food. And so when school is on break for whether it's, you know, winter break, spring break, they're not getting what they need. And so this is our way of trying to give back to the community, getting everybody engaged, understanding the issues of food insecurity that these kids are facing all the time, and making sure that they have something over break. And so we really love the Hunger Heroes Food Drop because it allows us to let the community know what's going on, get them involved, and get some of that food the kids need.
And so in this particular case, you know, we, obviously when we do the November food drive, we talk a lot about Thanksgiving meals and things for that. What kind of things are you looking for to be able to feed these kids during the vacation week?
Yeah, so this is definitely very different than what we're looking for at Thanksgiving. So we are looking for those easy to just grab and go or low prep items like mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, cereal, fruit and applesauce cups, and granola bars. That's really what we're looking for, you know, that these kids can just grab when they're when they need a little pick-me-up, they need a little food snack, and, you know, it fills their bellies at least for a little bit.
And we're going to be at Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. We'll be outside in the parking lot. And Aldi always does a great job of putting together a little display that has all of those items that people can just grab from in the store. Are they going to be doing that again tomorrow?
They already have it set up. I got a picture of it yesterday, texted me by Chelsea over at Aldi. It's already set up right in the front of the store. All those items that we're looking for on our list are right there for you to grab. So if you haven't had a chance to go shopping to get some of these items on our list, just come see us right at Aldi, and it's right inside the store for you. Their prices are wonderful. So just grab, come out, say hello to us. And then, you know, Tim, what's really cool is the first 50 people to stop by with food, McDonald's is actually giving them a nice little treat, too. So good incentive just to come early.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be there collecting all the food so you don't even have to get out of your car. And I know that, you know, the weather is going to be a little rough tomorrow, but I saw in some of the forecasts, it looks like there's going to be a break in the rain from 10 to 12. So
we are hoping. So just keep an eye out. We, you know, depending on the weather, of course, we may be out in the parking lot if it's nice. If it's a little bit more rainy, heavier rain, we're going to be under the awning at Aldi right up against the building so that way we can keep all this food dry.
And of course, you know, you just pull up, we take it out for you. You don't have to get out of the car. And there are some, I'm sure, some people who are thinking to themselves, well, I'd love to get over there, but I'm not going to be able to do that. They can still make a donation, even if they can't get over to Aldi tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, all the information, I believe, is up at WBSM.com, but also on our website at UnitedWayOfGNB.org. You can actually order right on Amazon, have something sent to our office, or you can, of course, just make a donation, which helps us purchase additional food in bulk. And all that information is right on our website.
And then how do, you know, from here, you're going to collect the food tomorrow, and then from here, the volunteers are going to be putting this together for the kids?
Yeah, we have about 200 volunteers that will be helping throughout the entire effort between tomorrow and then in 2 weeks. We're engaging families, really. You know, this is a great way for families to give back together. So they'll be assembling all these meal packs into nice little backpacks, so that way they'll go home with each of the students right before break.
And do you still need volunteers to help with that? Or can people reach out and take part?
We're pretty full, but yeah, we do have a little bit of space left, so people can definitely reach out to me. All my information is right on our website as well. So, you know, don't hesitate to call and say, hey, do you have a spot open? We'd love to get more people involved.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see all the great donations we're going to get tomorrow and to be able to help feed these kids during school vacation week.
Yeah, I can't wait. It'll be really exciting, and we can't wait to see all of your listeners.
All right. See you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, that is Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford. Join us tomorrow from 10 to noon at Aldi in the Dartmouth Mall for the Spring Hunger Heroes Food Drop. And again, the important thing is, you know, you might wake up and look at the weather and say, but you don't even have to get out of the car. We are going to be there. We're going to take it out. You don't have to lift anything. We'll take it all out of your car. You just pull up and say, back seat, you know, passenger seat, trunk, whatever it may be. We will take care of all of that for you. We have big, strapping young men such as Gazelle over at Fun 107 who can lift up anything. And, you know, I'll pick up some of the stuff too, but if it's really heavy, I just make Gazelle do it. So, but we'll have all kinds of volunteers there helping out as well. So come on by tomorrow morning, 10 to noon, outside of Aldi in the Dartmouth Mall. Hunger Heroes Food Drop. Let's help feed these kids during school vacation week. All right, I've got to take a break right now. We will be back in just a few moments.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we're monkeying around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go where we want to.
And welcome back in. Now, anybody that knows me and listens to this program knows that I love the Monkees, but, you know, I really can't stand that song. It's not that I dislike it, but it's not a song that I listen to. Like, if I'm playing the Monkees on one of my music streaming apps or on my iPod or something and that song comes on, I skip over it. Much better songs than that. That was just intended to be the, you know, the theme song to the show. But it gets us in the mood to talk monkeys because that came up last hour, talking about the things that you used to order out of the back of a comic book and how they were a disappointment. You know, you'd send away for the x-ray glasses and they didn't really x-ray anything. You'd send away for the live amazing sea monkeys and what you got was brine shrimp. Just looked like dirty water. It looked like, you know, when a goldfish does its business and it just floats around there in the water. Imagine having a full tank of that. That's what brine shrimp looked like. And they call these, you know, amazing live sea monkeys. There was no sea monkey little family. There was no little boy in the striped shirt and the shorts and the mom making the sea monkey dinner and the dad going off to do sea monkey business. None of that. It wasn't true. And they smelled really bad. The ant farm, you could send away for the ant farm. How many people ordered the ant farm and ended up with ants all over the house? Some of them said they did come with ants. Some of them said you had to supply your own ants. But then there was the detective kit that you could do fingerprinting and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, none of that actually worked. But apparently the one thing that you could order out of the back of the comic book that was legitimate, whether or not it showed up alive or not, was a monkey for $18.95. A squirrel monkey. You get an actual real live monkey. And then, you know, I was talking about how owning a monkey in Massachusetts used to be legal. And people are calling in with memories of people that actually did own monkeys. I know this is one of Chris McCarthy's favorite subjects. I don't know what he's got planned for South Coast Now today, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a little monkey talk in as well. But we'll take your monkey calls and whatever else is on your mind, 508-996-0500. And, of course, you can send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day with our own Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
A UN vote is coming on an Israel-Hamas ceasefire. States suing the Biden administration over gas permits. And great news for Star Wars fans.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The UN Security Council will vote later today on a U.S.-sponsored Gaza ceasefire resolution. The resolution warns against an Israeli military offensive in Rafah and strongly condemns restrictions that prevent aid from entering the Gaza Strip. The resolution also calls for an immediate ceasefire in Israel's war against the Palestinian militant group Hamas without a time limit and condemns all acts of terrorism, including the Hamas-led attacks of October 7th. The House is set to vote on a government spending package today to avoid a partial government shutdown. Mark Mayfield reports.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says he expects a substantial majority of Democrats to vote in favor of the bill. Most Republicans are expected to back the legislation as well, despite a group of conservative members who want to roll back spending. The Senate is expected to pass the legislation before the midnight deadline. The deal would fund the government through the end of the fiscal year. I'm Mark Mayfield.
On Thursday, surviving members of the Ghost Army, a unit that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II, were awarded with a Congressional Gold Medal during a ceremony on Capitol Hill. The unit of about 1,300 U.S. soldiers were given orders to deceive the Nazis and misdirect German forces using camouflage, inflatable tanks, sound effects, and other tactics. 16 states are suing the Biden administration for halting approvals of new gas permits. The lawsuit filed Thursday by the Republican states claims the administration acted illegally when it decided to temporarily halt new permits. New exports of liquefied natural gas were halted back in January so the Biden administration could study the effect that gas was having on the climate, the economy, and national security. The Attorney General of Louisiana argues, however, there is no legal basis for the pause and that halting permits for any amount of time would hurt states' economies. A lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice along with 16 state and district attorneys general claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. No charges will be filed regarding a fight that occurred one day before the death of an Oklahoma teenager. Officials have ruled 16-year-old Nex Benedict's death a suicide. Nestle is recalling over 440,000 Starbucks mugs. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the mugs can overheat and break, causing burns and other injuries. And all 9 Star Wars movies are returning to theaters this spring and will be shown in chronological order. Lucasfilm announced Thursday that the Skywalker saga is being shown to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. Fans will be able to see the entire series from the start, starting with The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith, and then Star Wars A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, ending with The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. The Skywalker saga begins on Star Wars Day, May 4th, for May the 4th be with you.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
Red Sox getting to the end of spring training. They play the Toronto Blue Jays this afternoon at 1. The Boston Celtics hoping to stay hot, taking a 7-game winning streak to the Detroit Pistons tonight. And the Bruins visit the Philadelphia Flyers on Saturday after breaking their winning streak with the New York Rangers.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It is cold. Bundle up. Don't be deceived by the sunshine. It feels like in the teens this morning. Sunny around 40 this afternoon with very light wind. Overnight tonight, clouds increase. Saturday, pre-dawn showers move in and the rain will persist throughout the day. Do expect soaking rain and the threat for flooding is there. Temperatures will be climbing into and around 50. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Don't shock the monkey. That seems a little extreme, but don't keep one as a pet either. You know, I just saw something interesting from the Worcester Telegram, and this is a couple of years old now at this point. Actually, just turned 9 years old. This is a story that came out March 17th of 2015, where back then they said that the state usually seizes about one primate a year from people who try to have monkeys as pets when they're not supposed to. So there you have it. People are still trying to keep monkeys as pets, even though they're illegal. And the reason why they're illegal is because Mass Wildlife thinks that wildlife belongs in the wild and doesn't belong in the home. And they actually have pretty strict lists of what you can have as pets and what you can't have as pets. So, for example, if you go out into the woods and you see a snake or a lizard, there's only certain ones you can actually bring home and keep as pets. And they would actually recommend that you don't take any of them home. But that is something that is a major campaign for them every year to remind people of that. So anyway, we can talk some monkeys, 508-996-0500, plus whatever else is on your mind. If you missed that story, Phil had mentioned in the news earlier at the top of the hour, but we have the story at WBSM.com and on the app, that Representative Bill Strauss is not seeking re-election. So he is the third long time. Somebody out there is making the connection. Tim, how did you go from monkeys to talking about local politicians? But he's the third longtime local politician that has announced in the past month or so that he will not be seeking re-election. So that's Representative Strauss, that is Representative Schmid, and Senator Pacheco. All three are not going to be seeking re-election in the fall, yet all three have said, you know, I still plan on being involved in some way. So is this just a time of transition, a changing of the guard? Is this just a matter of, you know, these are all older gentlemen who may have other things that they'd like to spend their time doing? But what do you think about this? Are we going to see a seismic shift here? Certainly, you're losing in Representative Strauss. He's the chair of the Joint Committee on Transportation, a very important position. And he's retiring at a time when South Coast Rail is about to come to fruition after all the years of working on that, and where the ball has begun rolling for a replacement for the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge. Those are two pretty signature events to happen under your watch. So it'll be interesting to see what names might emerge for the 10th Bristol District seat. But you can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I remember on the back of comics and sometimes in the in the cover page at the back, and you could order comic books out of there, Classic Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered some of them, and they proved pretty good reading. Yeah, you know, a little bit of discrepancies in some of the stories, but the majority of them that I was able to purchase when I was younger, they were, it was interesting.
So you're talking
gave you some type of background of the, like the Odyssey, the Iliad,
right.
Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, I was going to ask. You're talking about like they would have those illustrated things, like, you know, it'd be like maybe Robinson Crusoe or Treasure Island,
right.
Or and they were always these comic book adaptations because they figured this is what's getting kids to read. Let's give them those classic stories in the format that we know they're consuming.
And I have the majority of them. I still have them.
Oh, wow. I'm sure those are probably worth some money.
Oh, I don't know. I've never really checked into it, but they're interesting stories.
Yeah,
interesting.
And it was one of the things you could order from the back of a comic book that actually did deliver on what they promised.
Yes, there were some things that you could order. But monkeys, well, I don't know. I remember some of those ads in different comics, but yeah.
Did you ever order any, order any of the other things or just those other comics?
No, basically it was just the comics that I had ordered. And they were enjoyable.
Well, I'm glad that they worked out for you. Thank you so much for sharing.
Sure.
Have a good one.
Good day.
And, you know, some of the things that you could order from the back of comic books were, you know, just toys, plastic skeletons, little UFO things, you know, things like that. I'm sure that what was delivered was decent enough. But there were just a lot of other things that didn't live up to the hype. Maybe I'm just still upset about sea monkeys. But now that I remember, I don't think that I mailed away for my sea monkeys. I think I bought my sea monkeys at Building 19. I think that's where I got them. Or maybe early job lot or something. Also, another thing you could order in the back of comic books, and it kind of did live up to the hype. Do you remember Mexican jumping beans? I didn't order mine from a comic book. I bought mine from a gift shop in New Hampshire, but I had multiple little cases of Mexican jumping beans. And no, they really did jump because there's a little worm inside of them that jumps around. But you'd be like laying in bed at night and they'd be over the tick, 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 jumping around inside the little case. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. The only monkey story I have is my brother. He was always crying, putting up a fit. He wanted a monkey so bad. So my mother got him this nice stuffed animal. The face was so real-like and everything, and it had a banana in its hand, and you could put it in its mouth. So I used to torment my brother. I used to take that away from him. I would be biting on the banana. He would have a hissy fit. But, yeah, I don't know. That was something I'll always remember. And as far as ordering something, I really was in love with the Jolly Green Giant. And, you know, on the commercials back then, he'd be so tall and, you know, ho, ho, ho. And if you took, I think it was like 7 to 12 labels, and you mailed them in, you'd get one. So I was so excited. I couldn't wait, and I got it, and I was so disappointed. I don't know what I thought or how tall he was going to be. But it was just like this four-inch doll, stuffed doll, and the sewing was so cheap. And, I mean, it was just cloth. And I was so disappointed. That's the only thing I ever collected. But we did have the Mexican jumping beans. I don't know whatever happened to them, though. But, yeah, they would jump around like crazy.
Yeah, and then the worm that was inside them would die after a few days, and then they wouldn't jump anymore. Then they were just beans.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? I was just thinking to myself, I don't remember what happened. That must have been what happened. We must have just got bored and threw them out after they were done jumping.
I think I'm sure a lot of Mexican jumping beans ended up in the trash before the worms even had a chance to die because people were tired of listening to them. I would take mine out of the little case and just let them jump around the room, so who knows where they ended up.
So if they were in the ground, maybe they would have hatched then, come out of that?
I don't know. I don't know the life cycle of the Mexican jumping bean worm, but it's
yeah.
It's something that you can't find in the stores anymore because you know, it's probably not a good thing for people to own.
Right, exactly, yeah. And I had the seahorses. Mine were really little. They were so little, couldn't really even see them.
Yeah, they're just brine shrimp. They're just little tiny shrimp. They're what whales eat.
And they died. Like, they didn't live very long.
No, no, they have a very short lifespan.
But that's all I have for you. And I just wanted to wish you a nice weekend and everybody else inside the studio and outside of the studio.
You as well. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
And, you know, another, oh, sorry, there's another thing that you could order from the back of comic books, but then eventually made their way into pet stores. And I used to get mine at the flea market. Remember when there was the big push to have hermit crabs as pets? And I had hermit crabs. I kept some in my room, and those were, they were actually surprisingly hard to keep alive. But I had a few, and, you know, I actually got them to, like, grow bigger and change shells. And then when they would die, they would crawl out of the shell and die. So the minute I saw them crawling out of the shell, I was like, oh, this is not going to last. Because, like, they would never change shells, like, while you were watching. You had to, like, close, you know, turn the lights off and go to bed, and you wake up, they'd be in a new shell. And then they would always, you know, pinch your finger and hang on, and you'd flick it, and then it would go across the room. It was okay. It was inside the shell, but still. And then whenever they came out, like really crawled out, all I could think of was they looked like the alien creature at the end of Howard the Duck. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'll take a break and be back in a few. I'm to check in with Eric over at the butcher shop on Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
Doing all right. What's going on over at the butcher shop this weekend?
Oh, a lot of stuff today, man. A lot of stuff. Today's a fish day. You know how that goes. Codfish. Hey, nice cooked fillets. Got everything, brother. What else you want to ask me?
Well, I know that, you know, we've got Easter coming up. Are people going to start ordering their Easter dinner from you?
Yeah. Order your rack of lambs. Order your hams now. Buddha balls. I have fresh hams. I got pretty much everything you need, man. You want it, I can get it.
And what do you serve for your own family for Easter?
Oh, ham, you know. Prime rib and ham.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, now you guys always have great deals on prime rib and the tomahawk steaks and sirloins and all that stuff.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you're right. We do. Thanks for noticing that. You know what I got today, too? My mother just made a nice fresh batch of chicken pot pie.
Ooh.
I got nice French meat pies. Pies is, you know, staple. Staple food.
On a cold day like this, you need that. You need that comfort food to warm you up.
Yeah, not a bad day for it, that's for sure.
So what are you having this weekend?
Dude, you know what? Probably have a ribeye or so. I don't know. I'm not sure. Mm. I got nice pair of scallops, too. Maybe some scallops.
So if you remember a while back, I talked to you about something that was big in the old days. It isn't really around anymore. We were talking about the that duck that wasn't a duck.
Oh, Yorkshire duck.
Yorkshire duck,
Yorkshire duck, yeah. I made some a couple of weeks ago for a guy. If somebody calls me and asks me for it, listen, I'll make it. It won't be on the exact day they want it, but I can get it done. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you a call back, and I'll do whatever you want.
Well, I heard about something else that is something strange that I've never heard of, and maybe you have in all your years of working over at the butcher shop, that in the UK they also take baked potatoes, hot baked potatoes, and they stuff it with cold tuna fish mixed with mayonnaise.
Oh, dude, I can do it. I've never heard of that, but I can do it, brother. I'll do anything.
There you go. All right. Well, there you go. Eric, we'll make it all happen for you over at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend.
Oh, man, everybody, come on down, man. I got nice fresh cod and everything, dude. A lot of nice stuff.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Give our best to everybody over there.
I'll talk to you. Thanks, bro. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Let me get my final break out of the way here. We'll be back in a few moments.
If I had a $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million,
haven't you always wanted a monkey? I think a lot of people did. I know Chris McCarthy did. He's coming up next with South Coast Now, so you want to stay tuned for that. One of the ads that showed up in some of these, not really so much comic books, but certainly in some magazines back in the day, was they had the ad, this robot can make love. And it looked like the, you know, the Forbidden Planet robot, which was the same robot from Lost in Space. And You could order it for $39.95, four easy payments, rather, of $39.95. So you're paying $160 for this thing. But you could order it with either male parts or female parts. And they didn't judge. So it was whichever one you wanted, with the LoveBot 3000. So if you see those ads out there, I don't think they're still taking orders. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
I haven't been listening completely, but all this monkey dung talk, I am surprised you haven't played the theme song, Hey, Hey, with the Monkey.
Oh, no, we did. Yeah, you just missed that part.
Oh, I missed it?
Yep.
My drop. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You as well. Bye-bye. Take care. And, we love monkeys here, but I think we all understand they're kind of a dangerous pet. And, as helpful as they may be and as cute as they may be, monkeys do two things. They poop everywhere, and then they do another thing everywhere that I can't say on the radio. And that's what you'd really be getting with a monkey. So here's an awkward transition. Let's go from talking about monkeys to kids, because WBSM is teaming up with the United Way of Greater New Bedford tomorrow for the Spring Hunger Heroes Food Drop. It'll be happening tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. We'll be collecting food items like macaroni and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, granola bars, cereal, fruit cups, all those snacks and lunch foods that kids could use while they are home from school during April vacation. You can drop it all off. And if you don't have anything to drop off, Aldi has it all on display right now. You can go and get it, or you can get it tomorrow morning, or if you can go on Amazon to the Hunger Heroes page and make a donation that way as well. But we'll be down there tomorrow from 10 to noon in the parking lot of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. The WBSM and Fun 107 team, as well as representatives of the United Way and other local volunteers, all getting together. You don't even have to get out of the car. We'll take it out of there for you. Come on by 10 to noon tomorrow at Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall and drop off some food to help these kids. I look forward to saying hi to everybody, seeing everybody out there tomorrow. And I hope that you all have a great weekend coming up. It's going to be rainy tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.